Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 20. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Ciao a tutti, sono Francesca.
Salve, sono Katie.
And we are here with the 20th lesson of our course. Now, this is us arriving at the halfway point, the midway point of our first season. And we hope that, like us, you've been enjoying this and that you have learned lots and lots of Italian that you're already putting into use. Allora, come state oggi? Francesca, come stai?
Benissimo, sì.
E Katie, come stai?
Sto molto, molto bene, grazie. E tu?
Ah, sì, sto molto bene oggi, grazie. We are delighted to be bringing you another episode. This episode we're going to be focusing on a little more about public transport and then taking a look back at some of the words and phrases that we've learned over the past 20 lessons. Allora, siamo pronti?
Sì, prontissimi.
Iniziamo! Okay, last time we were looking at travel and transport and looking at taking buses and trains and so on. Now, one of the things that we didn't talk about at all was actually buying the ticket. We know how to say which platform the trains are leaving from, when the trains are leaving, but we don't actually know the word for ticket. A ticket is?
Un biglietto.
Un biglietto.
So, Katie, can you work out how you would say where can I buy a ticket?
Dove posso comprare un biglietto?
Certo, dove posso comprare un biglietto? Let's add to this and let's involve a little more elaborate Italian and see if you can work out how you would say, can you tell me, please, where can I buy a ticket or where I can buy a ticket?
Mi potrebbe dire dove posso comprare un biglietto, per favore?
Fantastico, Katie. Mi potrebbe dire dove posso comprare un biglietto, per favore?
Now, as you know, I'm a bit of a perfectionist. So, just one thing there. You said mi potrebbe dire, which is could you tell me? I think I'd ask
for
can you tell me? Which would be?
Mi può dire.
Perfetto.
Sorry.
That's okay. So, mi può dire, me potrebbe dire. Of course, these would both get you the same information in return. Mi potrebbe dire or mi può dire. Mi potrebbe dire dove posso comprare un biglietto. Where can I buy a ticket? Francesca, in una stazione italiana, dove si comprano i biglietti? Where do you buy tickets?
Dipende. It depends. You can get tickets from a machine, you can get tickets from the newsagent, you can get tickets on board, for example, if you take a bus.
Okay, so let's think about maybe one of those. First of all, it would be the machine. What would the machine be?
Una macchinetta.
Una macchinetta.
So in response to the question, where can I buy a ticket, you may be told, you can buy a ticket at the machine.
Può comprare i biglietti alla macchinetta.
So there Francesca's talking about i biglietti, the tickets. Può comprare i biglietti alla macchinetta.
Può comprare i biglietti alla macchinetta.
Or perhaps you may be told you can buy your tickets at the ticket office.
Può comprare i biglietti in biglietteria.
Può comprare i biglietti in biglietteria.
Okay, we are now in the biglietteria. You may want to use the macchinetta, but if you really want to practice your Italian, then it's probably better to go to the biglietteria and ask for example, a return ticket to Florence. Now, a return ticket or round trip ticket to Florence would be?
Un biglietto di andata e ritorno per Firenze.
So literally, that is a ticket of going and coming back, out the way and back in the way to Florence. Un biglietto di andata e ritorno per Firenze. So let's put that into a whole sentence. I would like to buy a return ticket or a round trip ticket to Florence.
Vorrei comprare un biglietto di andata e ritorno per Firenze.
Vorrei comprare un biglietto di andata e ritorno per Firenze.
Now the next sentence or the next question that you may hear is for how many people? And we know the word for how many already. Francesca, come si dice questo?
Quanti?
Quanti. Per quanti? For how many?
Mm-hmm. Or per quante persone?
Listen to the difference here. Per quanti? For how many? But per quante persone, for how many people. Listen again.
Per quanti, per quante persone.
Per quanti, per quante persone.
Okay, so you might want to say for two adults and a child.
Per due adulti e un bambino.
Per due adulti e un bambino.
Okay, let's put all of this together. I would like to buy a return ticket to Florence for two adults and one child. See if you can work that out. Katie, can you work it out?
Vorrei comprare un biglietto di andata e ritorno per Firenze per due adulti e un bambino.
Okay, now Francesca, there are other ways of saying this, of course.
Yes, for example, if it's three of you traveling, you could say vorrei tre biglietti, using the plural of biglietto, and then you can specify vorrei tre biglietti, due adulti e un bambino.
Perfetto. Now, we've so far been talking about biglietti di andata e ritorno, tickets from going and coming back. We might want to buy just a single ticket, a one-way ticket, and that would be?
È un biglietto di sola andata, or you could just simply say un biglietto, which automatically means a one-way ticket.
Okay, so if you're looking for a one-way ticket to Bolzano, then you would be saying
un biglietto di sola andata per Bolzano. Or you can just say un biglietto per Bolzano.
Perfetto. Katie, can you then try saying I would like to buy a single ticket to Bolzano?
Vorrei comprare un biglietto di sola andata per Bolzano.
Okay, now one thing that we would like to mention here is that when you're travelling in Italian trains, and indeed in many other parts of Europe, you will find that you often have to validate your ticket. You need to stamp your ticket in a little machine on the platform. It's very often orange. Is it orange in Italy?
Yeah, I think they've now changed them and they're green.
Okay.
But you can still find orange or yellow old machines.
And this is basically putting the date and the time on your ticket, so
yes,
that when the ticket inspector checks your ticket, it is indeed a correct ticket and you have the right to use that ticket.
Yes.
So you may want to ask a question. Do I have to validate the ticket?
Sì. Devo convalidare il biglietto?
Devo convalidare il biglietto?
And of course, that way you'll make sure that you don't incur a sometimes rather hefty fine if you
sì
end up travelling without a validated ticket.
Una multa.
Una multa.
Salata.
You don't want a multa. Okay, so that's a little bit of inside information there for your possible train travels in Italy. Unfortunately, before we leave the topic of train travel, there is one other word that we do have to talk about when we're talking about train travel in Italy. And that's a lo word. It's a word that begins with an S and another consonant. And I think Francesca, from her face, knows exactly which word
yes
I'm talking about.
From experience. Lo sciopero.
Ah, the strike.
Yes.
We spoke about this before. Lo sciopero.
Sì. Lo sciopero. So oggi c'è sciopero.
Mm.
That's what you don't want to hear when you're traveling by train in Italy.
Very often. Together with the other word, il ritardo.
Ah, the delay, il ritardo, which you may indeed either hear or see in a train station in Italy.
It happens.
Okay. I think it's time to leave this topic of trains and travel and transport and so on, because it's time now to look a little backwards at all the things that we've covered in Coffee Break Italian so far. And to do that, we're going to use a bit of a conversation that we've planned. However, I am going to be feeding Katie some things that she is going to be saying and translating into Italian as we go along. So the conversation is going to be between Katie and Francesca, and I'll be giving Katie the instructions as to what she's going to say. And of course, this will also give you a chance to think up these phrases in Italian and come up with them and join in the conversation. So the situation is that Katie is arriving at a hotel in Italy. Okay, Katie, sei pronta?
Sì.
Francesca, pronta?
Sì, sì, sì.
Okay, andiamo. So Katie, first of all, I would like you to say, hello, I don't have a reservation. Do you have any free rooms? So we'll give you some time to think about this, and then it's over to you.
Buongiorno. Non ho una prenotazione. Avete camere libere?
Sì, certo. Quanto tempo rimanete qui?
Okay, now Francesca has used rimanete, so we know that Katie is with her friend. So Katie, can you say that you're going to be staying for 3 nights? You'd like 2 single rooms and ideally with a balcony. We'll give everyone some time to think.
Tre notti, vorrei 2 camere singole, per favore, con balcone.
Perfetto, mi può dare la sua carta di credito e posso anche vedere il suo passaporto, per favore?
Okay, so Katie, what's Francesca asked for?
She wants my credit card and she wants to see my passport as well.
Exactly, so you can then in turn say, here is the passport and here's the credit card. Let's give everyone some time to think.
Ecco il passaporto e ecco la carta di credito.
Perfetto, allora ecco le chiavi. Sono le camere 97 e 98. Il ristorante è di fronte all'ascensore. Buona permanenza.
Okay, so there's quite a lot of information there. First of all, Francesca said, ecco le chiavi, here are the keys. And she mentioned the room numbers. Katie, did you pick up the room numbers?
I think she said 97 and 98.
And Francesca gave you one other bit of information. Let's listen again.
Il ristorante è di fronte all'ascensore.
What does that mean, Katie?
The restaurant is opposite the lift.
Perfetto. Il ristorante è di fronte all'ascensore. And finally, Francesca, being the receptionist, wished you a nice stay.
Buona permanenza. Grazie.
I was just going to say, so you should now say thank you. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, so that's the first part of the conversation. Later that evening, you and your friend are having dinner in the restaurant. So this very hardworking receptionist is now the waitress.
Okay, busy schedule for me.
Absolutely. So let's begin this next part of the conversation.
Buonasera.
Okay, Katie, you can say good evening, obviously, but then I'd like you to try and say, can one eat here? We know the different parts of that sentence. So how would you say, can one eat here?
Buonasera, si può mangiare qui?
Sì, certo.
Okay, so you can say, very good. Then you might want to ask for a table for two.
Molto bene. Avete un tavolo per due?
Sì, prego. Ecco il menu.
So, prego, meaning come this way, and Francesca's given you the menu. But it's a menu in Italian, and unfortunately your friend doesn't read Italian. So you might want to ask, do you have one in English?
I'll need to recommend this podcast to her then.
Absolutely. So, do you have one in English? Let's give our listener some time to think. Okay, do you have one in English, or is there one in English? Might be an easier way of working this out.
Ce n'è uno in inglese?
No, mi dispiace.
She really will need to listen to Coffee Breaks, to Coffee Break Italian, your friend. Just going back to that, ce n'è uno in inglese. If you couldn't work that one out, you could say, do you have a menu in English? How would you say that, Katie?
Avete un menu in inglese?
Perfetto. Okay, so there's no menu in English. We'll have to make do. You'll have to be doing the translation. So let's go on. You've sat down at your table. You've had a look at the menu and it's time to order. So Francesca, waitress Francesca this time, can you go for it?
Cosa prendete?
Now, you can't quite decide. So you are going to ask the question, can you recommend something to me? And let's say you like mushrooms and chicken, and we'll see what Francesca suggests. So, can you recommend something for me? I like mushrooms and chicken.
Può consigliarmi qualcosa? Mi piacciono i funghi e il pollo.
La pizza al pollo con funghi è deliziosa!
I never thought I would hear that come out of Francesca's mouth. But
neither.
Okay, so let's just go back there. Può consigliarmi qualcosa? Can you recommend something for me? That's good. There's another way of saying that, of course.
Mi può consigliare qualcosa?
Perfetto. Mi può consigliare or può consigliarmi. And then your part where you said, I like mushrooms and chicken was perfect. Mi piacciono i funghi e il pollo. I like mushrooms and chicken. So Francesca has recommended that delightful Italian dish that she loves so much, a pizza with chicken and mushrooms.
What have I done?
So you decide then that that's okay, Katie. You say you'll have the pizza and your friend will have a mushroom risotto.
Va bene. Per me la pizza e per la mia amica un risotto ai funghi.
Molto bene. E da bere?
Okay, to drink, you would like, let me see, a bottle of sparkling water and perhaps a bottle of red wine to share between the two of you.
Vorrei una bottiglia di acqua gassata e una bottiglia di vino rosso.
Arrivo subito.
Okay, now while Francesca, the waitress, is off to fetch your drinks, it's probably not something that you would need for the mineral water or indeed the wine, but can you remember what the word is for a straw?
Una canuccia.
Una canuccia, that's right. You'll not be needing a canuccia. So, okay, oh, here comes Francesca back with your drinks.
Okay, ecco l'acqua e ecco il vino rosso.
Okay, so you can say thank you.
Grazie.
And you also might want to ask for a little bread. You know the word for a little?
Un po'.
Now, a little of something is un po' di. And the word for bread we've not covered specifically, but we have also mentioned un panino, which is a little bread roll. And the word for bread is pane. So a little bread would be?
Un po' di pane.
Okay, so you can ask for, Can I have a little bread, please?
Mi può dare un po' di pane?
Sì, certamente.
Okay, so while Francesca goes off to... Well, she's probably going off to make the meal because she's probably also the cook in this.
Of course. Multitasking.
Let's talk a little because you've got someone at the next table who starts talking to you. And this person who is a gentleman and he is asking you and your friend where you're from. So he would say, Di dove siete? What could you say to this gentleman?
Siamo di Glasgow in Scozia.
Molto bene. And then he goes on and asks you, what are you doing here? Cosa fate qui? You might want to say, we are on holiday. We are on vacation. Can you remember how to say that?
Siamo in vacanza.
And then the gentleman compliments you on your Italian.
Ooh, things are getting interesting there.
You get back to the kitchen.
Okay, sorry.
So he says, parla molto bene l'italiano.
Grazie.
Okay, I think it's time for the meal to arrive, yeah?
Yes, please.
Okay. Just in time. So Francesca arrives with the meal.
Ecco la pizza per lei e il risotto per lei. Buon appetito.
Grazie.
Now, Kitty, you have a problem. You do not have a fork.
Oh, dear.
So how would you say... This is all very silly today. We do apologise. We hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. So how would you say, I need a fork? Let's give our listeners some time to think about it. I need a fork.
I need is, ho bisogno di una forchetta.
Ho bisogno di una forchetta. Perfetto.
Sì, mi dispiace. Arrivo subito.
Right, so Francesca's off to get the fork. You eat your meal and it's about time to finish the meal, I think. Francesca, you come back and you'd like to find out if Katie and her friend enjoyed the meal.
Allora, com'era?
Now, we've not covered that before. What would it mean?
How was it?
Absolutely. It's straightforward enough. Com'era, come era, but you run it together. Com'era.
Com'era.
And so let's say it was delicious. Thank you.
Delizioso, grazie.
Bene, volete un caffè?
Okay, Katie, you don't want a coffee, but you would like a tea with lemon and, for your friend, a coffee.
Vorrei un tè con limone e per la mia amica un caffè.
Molto bene.
Okay, it's time to ask for the bill.
Il conto, per favore.
Sono 34 euro e 85.
Okay, so what price was that?
34 euros and 85 cents.
Okay, that's not bad going for that meal.
No, not too bad, with a bottle of wine as well.
Absolutely.
I'm too good.
Very kind. Thank you, Francesca.
Okay, let's continue. You want to ask one more question before you finish here, before you leave the restaurant. It's still relatively early in the evening and you'd like to know when the supermarket closes. So can you ask a polite way of saying that? When does the supermarket close? Let's give our listeners some time to think.
Mi potrebbe dire a che ora chiude il supermercato?
Il supermercato? E chiude alle 9.
So you now know when the supermarket closes. You might want to explain why you're asking this question, although the chances are Francesca quite possibly works in the supermarket too.
Yeah, of course. I do my night shift there, of course. Don't need to sleep.
So you could say, okay, I would like to buy a bottle of water.
D'accordo. Vorrei comprare una bottiglia di acqua.
Perfetto. And that is where we're going to leave our conversation for today. Well done, Katie. Brava.
Bravissima. Sì.
Allora, è quasi tutto per oggi. It's almost all for today, but we've got some information to share with you. First of all, I think we should all be giving Katie a pat on the back. You have obviously learned lots and lots since you started with Coffee Break Italian, and we hope that all our listeners feel the same and that they've also made lots of progress.
Oh, thank you. I've really enjoyed learning the Italian so far, and I'm really looking forward to the next 20 lessons. Thank you both for teaching us.
Oh, okay. It's the Mutual Appreciation Society. It's great.
Indeed.
Now, the next few months are obviously l'estate, this summer, and things are going to be a little bit different over the summer because, well, there are lots of things going on here. We've all got some plans for the summer. Francesca, te ne vai?
Sì, io devo prendere un treno per Londra e poi un aereo per Milano.
So Francesca's heading back to Italy for the summer, which means that we'll be recording our next lessons of Coffee Break Italian after the summer, and we'll be back with you with our normal lessons in the autumn or in the fall. However, that does not mean that there's going to be no Italian from now until then. First of all, you have 20 lessons that you can go back and listen to once more. That means that you can consolidate all the language in these lessons and build your vocabulary, build your understanding. If you are a premium member and you have access to all our bonus materials, there's lots of translation challenges in there, which will help you to test your understanding of Italian and indeed test your ability to create Italian and to manipulate the language. In between times, before we get to our next set of lessons, we're also going to be releasing some new content, some content to help you keep your Italian ticking over in your head. And that will be in the form of some audio content, both in the members' feed and in our public feed too. So stay tuned to coffeebreakitalian.com. Make sure you're still following us on Facebook and on Twitter, and we'll put the details on there as soon as those materials are available. And if you continue to subscribe to the podcast, then those will reach you automatically as soon as they become available. Allora, è tutto per oggi. Adesso è tutto per la prima parte di Coffee Break Italian Season 1.
Sì, è stato fantastico. Grazie Mark, grazie Katie e grazie ai nostri ascoltatori.
Esatto. We'll be back again soon with more Italian for you. In the meantime, grazie mille e arrivederci.
I need to go over those numbers again. See you later. Ciao.
Buone vacanze.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.